I'm Tom A. Reese with 94.9, the Country Giant, on the scene of a church fire at West Verando Drive. And momentarily we'll talk with Fire Chief James Salas on the exact situation of this fire that happened at about 4:20 this afternoon. Now with Fire Chief James Salas.
As you guys know, we've had a structure fire here at 401 West Verando at the Verando Baptist Church. Apparently there were some workers working inside near the pulpit area and the baptismal area and had some type of fire. It's currently under investigation right now. There is some damage to the building. I haven't been in there to look at it myself. I understand there is some damage. We also have a victim that's at the hospital. I'm not sure of his injuries at this point, but we do know that there was a victim taken from here by private vehicle.
Chief, is that one of the contractors that was working in there?
I'm not sure.
What are your firefighters saying? What kind of damage in there?
I haven't visited with them, so I'm not sure. I just know that that's where the origin of the fire was.
Looking on the outside, Chief, it looks like there was some heavy water damage that had to occur.
Well, you can see the water coming down the side of the building there where the guys were up there putting the fire out. We were trying to keep it from extending into the attic area. And so that's what you see running off the side of the building there.
Was the victim sent to Eastern?
I believe he was sent to Eastern, yes.
Chief, you got here a few minutes after the fire. Were they able to put it out before it got anywhere?
Yes, sir, they were. They were able to keep it from extending to the attic. That's what our biggest concern was. If the fire would have breached into the attic and gone through the attic space, it could have been a whole lot worse.
How long did it take them to put out the fire?
Probably about 15 minutes.
And they used, two, three units to come out here?
Our normal response is three engines and a ladder truck, along with the battalion chief and the department safety officer. So that's a typical response. There's probably about 15 personnel on scene right now.
Now, the workers, was it electrical, you think? Are they saying electrical?
No, they were doing some type of construction work inside. I don't believe it was electrical.
Cool.
Okay.
Chief, being that it's probably an extensive fire, probably they'll be having alternate services on site, you think?
You know, I don't know. If you get with Pastor Grant, he can probably tell you that. I don't know if they're going to go anywhere or not. They may not have to. I mean, the fire was contained to the area of origin there, from what I was told. It hasn't extended back into the rest of the church or the classroom, so I think they'll be okay.
Just minor smoke damage, you think?
I believe so.
That was Roswell Fire Chief James Salas on the Verando Baptist fire that occurred about 4:20 this afternoon. Investigators now will be looking for the exact cause of the fire, and cleanup will begin as well. On the scene of the Verando Baptist Church fire on Verando Drive, I'm Tom A. Reese with 94.9 The Country Giant.